Hello, everyone. Ed Richards for OklahomaFarmReport.com. It's time once again to take a look at last week's Choice Box Beef Trade, along with the finished cattle trade, with Ed Serwin, USDA Market News out of Amarillo, Texas. Ed, how'd we do?
The daily spot Choice Box Beef cutout lost about $2.50 and was $189.62 on Friday, but with light volume again of 804 loads, which is only 11% of the total sales. That was 3 weeks in a row that the spot volume has been extremely low. It has been more comparable to a holiday week, not a full production week. The comprehensive choice cutout, which is the total of all types of sales, including the spot trade, was 191.48, and that was about 60 cents higher and was helped out by the formula trade, even though the spot trade was lower. The formula trade continues to be around 3,200 loads and represents 45% of the total weekly sales. The total reported box beef volume for the week was 7,164 loads, which was about the same as last week. The outfront sales were about the same as last week also at 1,402 loads. The export sales were the big news for the week at 1,198 loads, which was about 380 loads better than the previous week and the largest week we've had in some time. No doubt it was affected by the decline in our value of our dollar, which helps our ag exports. The outside primal cuts were mixed, with the choice chucks $1 higher, but the select chucks were $6 lower and the rounds were steady to $1 lower. The middle meats, the ribs and loins, were mixed also, with ribs $1 to $2 higher and the loins $8 lower. 50% trimmings were almost $6 lower. Labor Day has always been known for being a big hamburger and hot dog holiday, and now that the holiday is behind us, the prices for 50% trimmings dropped and the spot volume was only about half of what it was 3 weeks ago for those 50% trimmings. The cow cutout and the 90% trimmings were about steady for the week. The weekly finished cattle trade was remarkably $2 to $3 higher as feedlots take a tough stance in light of declining box beef trade, proving that the momentum has clearly swung in favor of the feedlots. Texas sold cattle at 122 to 123, while Kansas traded at 123. Colorado traded at 123.50. Iowa traded cattle at 121, and Nebraska had live sales trading at 122 to 123.50. However, there was a very limited dress sales, and they traded at 194.50 in Kansas. The average live weight for cattle harvested from the Texas Panhandle was 1,256 pounds last week, which was 7 pounds lower than the previous week, and the percent heifer stayed high at 43%. Which normally keeps the weight lower. Aggressive selling, lighter in weights, excessive heat, and high cost of gains have all put the brakes on weight increases that have been so prevalent all year long so far. The latest average national steer carcass weight was 865 pounds, which was 3 pounds up after being unchanged for 3 straight weeks. That compares to 849 pounds last year and 840 pounds in 2010. Northern buyers have commented that cattle are starting to gain again after being very stagnant due to the extremely hot weather in the last month or so. The nearby CME month closed at 118.07 on Friday, which was about $1.80 lower than the previous Friday. Taking a look at the feeder cattle trade in the Southern Plains was steady to $2 higher, instances $6 higher on yearlings, and steady to $5 higher on stocker type cattle and calves. There was bigger runs again as calves had begun to move in drought areas around Missouri. Auctions like Joplin, West Plains, Tulsa, Oklahoma City, and El Reno all showed improved receipt numbers. The 5 to 600 pound steers were a couple dollars higher at area auctions and traded mostly at 145 to 166. The yearling trade was much better on the 7 to 750 pound animal steers, in particular at 143 to 148, which showed the greatest improvement, and they enjoyed gains up as high as $6 for the week. The 8 to 850-pound steers were 134 to 140, which was basically steady to firm. The Texas Direct Trade reported almost 25,000 head in the trade that was mostly steady to $2 higher, but instances more on a few cattle. Cattle delivered to Texas feedlots from out of state continues to represent a big part of the total receipts last week. Prices delivered to a feedlot for a 750 to 800-pound steer were at 138 to 144.70, and those 8 to 850-pound steers were at 137 to 143. The nearby CME feeder cattle month ended the week at over $4 higher at 144.60. That compared to the previous Friday, as August closed off the board and we switched to September for the nearby month. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.